Welcome to Mike and Steve, a podcast in which Mike Carson and Steve Henry interview everyone who graduated in 1994 from Ohio's Cuyahoga Falls High School, one classmate at a time. Today's guest is Josh Launer.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to a new episode of Mike and Steve. With your guests, Mike and Steve, and we're very happy. I am very happy to have Josh Launer today as our guest. Thanks for joining the show, Josh.
You got it. Thanks for having me. This is great. I'm your 19th guest, apparently. So yeah. I would have rather been in the top five, but 19 is okay. I mean,
we had to hunt you down. It took
out of 400 and out of 460 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Being in the top 20 is okay.
That's still like top 5%, I think.
Around yeah, that.
I'm okay with that.
I think that's pretty good.
Well, we had to hunt you down. You were all the way in Southern South Carolina.
Yeah.
Way out there.
Sorry about that. Was I not supposed to do that?
Is this our farthest guest so far?
Well, we had Andy Powell, who's in France.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be hard to do.
That's not fair, though.
That doesn't count. He's disqualified. It's a different country. Different
this
country.
This is the furthest distance in the continental United States. Or in the United States.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, Josh, for doing that. I'm looking forward to this. I haven't talked to you, man. And we were on the baseball teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Firebirds, babe. Yeah.
Firebirds.
Yeah, for sure.
Firebirds. I can't believe you remember that.
Yeah, of course I remember that.
Yeah, anyway. And So anyway, where should we start here? Let's see. Let me look up.
Josh, what did we play soccer together?
Yeah. So I guess let me start, because let's loosen this up. So I have two memories for both of you, okay? And totally not related. So Mike, you had a voice you used to do, which I remember asking you, I'm not gonna ask you to do it, but I remember asking you to do it one time and you were like, dude, I'm done with that. So that's my memory of you, Mike, okay? I'm not gonna ask you to do it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking
cool.
about.
Cool, all right, so we're good. It was not the most politically correct thing, but it was hilarious to us as we were kids and blah, blah, blah. And anyone who knows Jeffrey Mark probably knows, you know, people who know. And then Steve, we played on the soccer team together back in the, I think it was at Chennai. Does that make, I probably said that totally yeah. wrong. Chennai?
No, I think it's Chennai.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you were the goalie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were the tall, skinny kid.
By default.
Yeah.
And I was also really clumsy with my feet. So I feel like that solved a lot of problems.
I completely remember this time when we gave up a goal. It wasn't your fault. And then we all were like, oh, no, we gave up a goal. And then we heard this like gong sound from your side of the goal. And we were like, what the hell was that? And we looked over and you had banged your forehead on the goal.
You were totally enraged.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so funny. And we were like, whoa, that guy's
serious. Intense back there.
Yeah,
that was intense. That probably caused your brain thing, Steve.
Maybe that caused my brain thing 20 years later.
I didn't even think about that.
I don't think so.
How old were you when you did that? How old was it?
10, probably 12-ish.
Man, you're slamming your head at 10.
I remember getting so mad. Like I was really, I had perfectionist tendencies as a child. I would get really mad at myself for anything like that, like giving up a goal, basketball, like missing a shot or something. I don't specifically remember slamming my head, but I wouldn't be surprised if I did that.
You definitely did. Like it was like, we were all like, I'm not saying I was worried, but it was like, I was like, I'm mad we gave up the goal too, but this guy just freaking banged his head against
it. I felt responsible.
I get it. But we were like 12 also.
I know. In retrospect, it seems kind of silly.
Well, yeah. You did let the whole team down, man.
That's true.
No, we probably still won. I think our team was pretty good.
We did pretty well, despite my giving up goals unnecessarily. I remember yelling at the sidelines too one time. Like I think my mom said it was there and was like, "Oh, Steve," and I was like, "Shut up! I'm trying my best." It's like really embarrassing. Like I'm like yelling at my parents on the sideline or whoever's yelling.
Oh, that's great.
That's so great.
So those are my two like major memories of you guys, like with sports. And then I have more with Mike because we were on a team together for a while, but again, it was like we were 10, 11, 12 years old. So it's all, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
All right.
So, how we usually start this is Steve reads from the yearbook.
Okay.
And then we go over, you know, and then we talk about like what high school was like for you, Josh.
Okay.
Okay, Steve.
I'm working on it. Sorry, I'm a little rusty. I forgot about the yearbook bit, but I got it.
I'm nervous too, so just take your time.
All right. Let's just all take a deep breath here. Okay, Josh Launer, this is the story of your high school life. You played baseball in 9th and 10th grade, and you were on the golf team 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. I remember that. I don't remember. I remember you playing golf somehow. Like, that's what sticks in my head is, like, soccer, and you were on the golf team. I don't know why.
But they were the same season. It was the fall, like, soccer and golf. And then, I don't know. Like, I was friends with Chad Thomas and
You did soccer also? He did soccer?
I did not.
Oh. Not in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, that was earlier. When did you stop playing soccer?
Do you remember George Ortepan?
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys back in the day,
this is our coach.
They said you had to choose something. And you know, nowadays it's like you can do whatever you want. But back in the day, they're like, okay, you got to choose something. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I like golf. So I quit soccer and I kind of quit baseball too. It's just
Ran into George Ortepan in January.
Dad?
Mister, yeah.
Yeah, Mister. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Wait, George? He's George, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Brian.
Brian was.
And then they have Brian, and then I don't remember the other son's name. Sorry.
And there's a daughter too, older than us.
Claire. I'm pretending to participate.
Mike wants to be involved. Sorry, this is a sidebar.
Claire.
Claire Ortepan.
That's a good guess. I mean.
What has it kind of goes with Brian?
I'm sorry, Steve. Do you have George's number so we can call him to?
That would be amazing if we could zoom in with George right now. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't recognize him.
But golf was the major, your major thing. Sorry, Steve. Did I interrupt? Do you want to keep going? What else is there?
All right. Let me just finish. We have ski club.
Oh, ski club?
10th and 11th.
Ski club. Nice call. Yes.
Mike and I were in that too.
Yeah, we were all in ski club.
Yeah.
I don't remember you in there.
It's because I was on the big slopes while you were on the bunny hill.
Probably.
Yeah. I never got off the bunny hill.
You were with the cool kids. I was like by myself trying to like pretend to hang out.
I was toasting marshmallows in the lodge.
Yeah.
I'm actually not sure if I was in, I think I was only in ski club 12th grade. I can't remember. I guess I could look myself up. And finally, last but not least, Latin club.
Oh.
Senior year only, it says.
Was that fun?
Me? I was a Latin club? I mean, I did 4 years of Latin, but I don't remember the club. Like
it says you were the president.
I don't think that's the case. But Have you met Tim Smith or like Andy Powell or any of those guys? Like those guys would have been the president.
Those guys were co-presidents.
Yeah, exactly. Like I definitely was not the president of Latin Club. But
actually, we interviewed both of them.
I need to listen to those because
you'll find out more about Latin Club during
Bonnie Zerbal. She was a Latin teacher.
Yeah, she was awesome. I really liked her.
You were there? Okay, cool.
I took Latin too, but I wasn't in the club.
Yeah, I don't remember being in the club either, but if you say I'm in, I was, then cool.
I mean, the print don't lie. I have more. So that's what you were involved in, but you also seem to have, this is where the juicy stuff comes out.
Oh.
So you mentioned four appearances in the yearbook besides that. One's going to be your senior photo. This one we have. This is a page about golf. Yes.
Can I read the quote?
I don't know if you're quoted or...
Here it is. It's in the bag. It's in the bag. Josh Launer's favorite club is the putter because, quote, it combines the ability to read the break off... Wait. To read the break of a putt with the ability to read the speed of the putt, which is very difficult.
Wow.
Launer went on to say, quote, it is the most important club in the bag.
Still true, and I still can putt my ass off. So yes.
Nice. He stands by the wisdom of the putter.
But I can't believe I said that at that age. Good Lord. And who asked me that question about?
Probing journalists.
Yeah, seriously. Like those yearbook journalists are such bastards.
They really dug up some dirt on you there. Well, that's a great quote.
Can I just in comparison, I'll read you Sean Parr's quote about golf.
Sean Parr, yeah.
Quote, I know exactly how to attack each hole to get the best score possible for my capabilities.
Who else? We have a Chuck Dreamer quote too.
Oh boy.
One of my most memorable moments of the season was when the last score was turned in at sectionals. And I realized that we would advance to the district tournament. He's probably asked what his most memorable moment was. District tournament.
Yeah, Josh, I did some homework. Josh actually, you know, he was in the top 10 awards at the Walsh Warrior Classic, along with Chuck and a couple others. But Josh also earned a top 10 award at the Mount Vernon Classic. Good job, Josh.
I had some skills.
Yeah. Way to represent balls.
Yeah.
Are you still play? Are you really good?
Yeah, I still play for sure. I just go out and play nine by myself. I love it. Yeah, it's all good. I totally still play. I love it.
Have you done like any tournaments or anything?
Nope. I don't really compete anymore. I just kind of just like to go out and have a nice walk around or whatever, you know? So, but I do remember like back in high school, do you remember Mickey Snyder? The morning announcements? This is Mickey Snyder.
Yes. Whoa.
Yes. Thank you. So like he would announce like the daily, sports updates or whatever, and I got mentioned a couple of times. I always remember Josh Bear would like come and be like, dude, you got, you know, Mickey Snyder mentioned you and this and that, and I was like, what? But whatever, I just kind of liked hanging out. What are you mixing up there, Mike?
Just some tea. Just a little decaf. Cool. Decaf, don't you?
Mixing up the medicine.
But yeah, so it's all good. Like I it was just, you know, the hand, you know, Mike knows how it is. Hand-eye coordination, hitting the ball. I was able to do it pretty well. Baseball, I'm slow and I can't really I just can't do anything very well baseball wise. So golf was a thing, and you know, you can do it as you get older and older, and
yeah,
it kind of keeps you healthy and whatnot. I don't know, whatever. It's just a nice walk and all that.
Cool. How often do you play nine holes?
I try to play a couple, you know, once or twice a week. I try to go out nine holes after work. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
have you been doing it that consistently since high school?
No.
Okay.
This is kind of a new thing I'm trying to get back into. I actually kind of fell into a funk where I was not doing anything, and I needed to get out of it. So I'm trying to get back into it because I do enjoy it. Like, I really do enjoy it. And, but I don't enjoy like the competitive aspect of it. I just like the walk and hitting the ball, and that's it. That's all I want to do. I don't want to compete.
Okay.
It's all good.
Maybe I'll start playing golf again. I used to play golf a little bit, and I quit in a huff.
Yeah,
I just got really frustrated one day. I was like, this is ridiculous. All I do is hit the ball into the woods, go look for it. And I thought, maybe I should just go for a walk. Forget about trying to hit this damn ball. As I think about it, and I miss it.
Yeah, and if you're not hitting it great, like, you know, you need to find someone who can help you try to hit it better. Like, that's
the right
trick. There are guys
that have a coach.
So when I started, I came back. I went to college, blah blah blah, and I came back and I worked at a golf course, and then I kind of started. I thought I was going to be a PGA pro, and that's what I wanted to do, but it's a hard life, man, and like, it's long hours, it's just whatever. But there are guys out there, if you ever wanted to learn, you have to go see someone who can, and they can look at your swing and they can tell you, here's how you need to do it, here, do this, and they'll help you hit it better. I mean, if you ever wanted to, but it just wasn't for me, because I was at a really high-end club, and they were like, you know, these people were just like, they thought they knew, because there was like CEOs of companies. And so I'm trying to tell them how to do it something, and they're like, but I do it this way. And I'm like, well,
you know, don't do that.
That's wrong.
So, yeah. So they just, so I kind of lost interest in the golf business in that way, because people just, it's hard, man. It's just really hard.
Well, tell me about, you wanted to be the PGA golf pro.
Uh-huh.
What was it? So tell me, like, what did you do with that?
So PGA golf pro is different from the PGA tour. So you're talking about the guy who, like, if you go into Brookledge Golf Club, they're the guys behind the counter. They're the guys, if you want to have a lesson and learn how to be better, those are the guys you're talking about. So I went to OU. I don't know if you guys know that probably, but I went to OU. I did a major in radio and TV, basically because it had no math involved, because I hated math. I graduated in 4 years. I got out, I went to a job at an AM radio station in Cincinnati, a sports radio station. And I was doing sales, and it was fine. But it's hard. Like, the AM radio stations. So anyways, I just got this bug in me to travel. So I ended up quitting, and I got a job. I got a couple jobs, actually. I worked a couple jobs, saved money, and I bought a flight to go to Europe, and I just kind of was going to try to, you know, find myself or whatever. So I don't know. I don't know what point of the whole story was.
So you went to Europe by yourself?
Yes. So uh-huh. I went to Europe. Yeah. So I had met a friend we're going back now, Jesus. So yeah, but I went to Europe by myself, and I had like $1,100, and I found a place that I could stay and clean rooms and blah, blah, blah. And then I found a pub that I could work at and save money and pay for a trip to, you know, kind of take a bus around, around Europe. So yeah, I've always had the travel bug in me. But that was kind of when I was really like looking for something. Like I just really didn't know what I wanted to do, honestly.
Where did you work in a pub?
In London.
Okay.
So and I how got long, a job in a, go ahead.
How long were you there?
So I got a job in a pub in London in probably November of 99. And they had a room upstairs, so I could save all my cash. I traveled once a day. I allowed myself to go into London to travel. And then every other dollar I made, I put in the safe. They had a safe. They were nice people. I was illegal. I was totally illegal. I was not allowed to be doing what I was doing, but I did it. And I put all the money in the safe. And then I went to a travel agent one day, probably in like May, maybe April, May, after I'd been there for 5 months. And I said, here's all this money. I want to do a bus trip around Europe. And they were like, okay, here you go. Yeah, it was totally like looking back, it's totally crazy. But at the time in my brain, it was like, yeah, this is just how it's got to be. This is what I need to do. But looking like, cause I'm pretty level headed and like looking back, I'm like, what was I thinking? I can't believe I did that. So
you took the bus around and then you came back?
Yeah. So there was a bus and I met, you know, you'd hop on a bus with a bunch of people. It was called Kentucky and there's stops throughout. So you start in London, you go to, you take the ferry over to France, you go to Paris, you do probably south of Paris, in the wine country. I think we went over to Monaco, we went to Pisa, up to Austria. I mean, it's a planned out thing, but you know, it was just crazy. But I met a good, you know, on that trip also, I met a good friend. So from Canada, who was on the trip, who we've gone to see, and my wife's from Venezuela. This guy met a wife, his wife also is from Venezuela. So he lives up in Edmonton. And so it was just, you know, it's another one of those life things where you just, you know, you pay the money kind of doesn't matter. It's like, you just, it's the experience. And then it's, you know, you have these lifelong friends. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, did you find yourself?
I think so. I'm still working on it. Yes. But, you know, there's, you know, so I don't know. You guys don't know, but like when I was 12, my mom kind of, we were driving to Taco Bell one day to pick up food. And she's like, I'm leaving. She's like, I'm gone.
What?
Are you so what? Yeah, she, it just happened. So she's like, I'm leaving out of the blue. So,
oh my God, what the hell?
So
I was 12.
I was a bowling. Yeah. So,
oh my God, Jesus.
So I get home and I'm like, I go in my room for whatever, a couple of days or whatever it was. And so I've always had this like insecurity, I guess, about like, you know, not trusting people and both. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. And so like through high school, you know, I was voted friendliest in high school, right? And the whatever the tab they do, whatever, however my stats were. And I think it has to do with like the fact that I just wanted to be liked by everyone, you know, because you know, my mom had kind of abandoned me. And my dad was cool, but he didn't really like, he wasn't like a disciplinarian or thing. We were like buddies, which is great. He was great. Today is my dad's 80th, would have been my dad's 80th birthday. So D-Day. 79.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. It's just life, I guess, you know. I just didn't really trust anyone. So I think my point was, like, I think the fact that I was voted friendliest in high school was, I was just wanted everyone to like me because I didn't really trust. I didn't have that, like, the support system back home. So I just, like, was trying to get it.
This is why I love doing this podcast because it's like, I knew you, man, in high school. Like, I was probably, like, you know, I saw you every day and I had no idea. And this has happened before with other people we've interviewed, you know, like people who, you know, like, we've gone through serious shit. And it's like, holy shit. Like, man, that's crazy. Do you mind if I ask more about that?
No, I don't.
So, like, beforehand, were there, like, warning? Like, did you have a good relationship with your mom before that?
So, yes, I did. And I did with my dad. And I had no idea. But my brother, as we talked in the future, my brother's 6 years older than me. He heard a fight with them one time in the house. They didn't know he was home. And he knew there was problems, but he didn't tell me, of course, because he was 6 years older. He probably was off at college, and I'm 12. He was a freshman in college. So yeah, he didn't know. I mean, there was just no indication.
Did you keep in touch with her after that?
We are in touch. She actually lives with my brother. Oh, really? But our relationship is, we talk, but I don't have a lot of trust. It's ongoing. I think it's just a thing that just stuck in me, in my brain, and I just can't get over it. And so it's like my wife and I are like, we're like this, and everyone else can just whatever. But, you know, we bring our siblings in, but it just put something in me that it's like a wall. Like, I can't, you know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why. I could be the better person, but I just can't do it.
Well, it makes sense, man. It makes sense.
But it was like, seriously, we were going to Taco Bell to get dinner, and like, she's like, oh, by the way, I'm moving to Florida. I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
It was so crazy.
Jeez, so, I can't imagine. Wow. Yeah.
But then I remember, like, one of your former guests, Tim Smith, was over. And Tim and Jeffrey Mark and I used to hang out around the 10, 11, 12-year-old age. We used to ride bikes around the neighborhood a lot and hang out. And I remember Tim was like, Tim was at my house. And he was like, what? Your mom called. And she's like, she gave me a new number to call you at. And he was like, what's that? I'm like, I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, I don't know. It's like, that's her new number. That was it.
She called Tim? Wait.
No. Tim was at my house.
Oh, okay.
But Tim, my mom had called Tim's parents or something. I don't know what was going on, but whatever.
Man.
Yeah. It's all good now, but it was just fun. It just brings me back. Because I'm good now, but it brings me back because, like, Tim was an important part of my life back in the day. Like, we hung out a lot, and Jeffrey Mark and it's just like, these guys, like, kind of went through these things with me. Mm-hmm. And whether they remember it or not, they may not, but, you know, and then as you get older, you don't, you kind of, everyone finds their own thing. People go to band or chorus or, you know, auto mechanic, whatever the, you know, the car thing was, or, you know, you find your groove and you grow apart. You know, it's just the way it is. So it's all good.
So, well, yeah. So this is one question we asked, and I'm curious, like, for you, like, so what was high school like for you?
It was good. I enjoyed it. So I, along with the what I just told you about, like my mama and whatever, I also in middle school at Bullock, I had orthodontic work done. Uh-huh. So I had a night brace that I had to wear, but I hated wearing it. So one day I went in and the guy like hooked it in like permanently. So I had to wear it to Bullock for probably like 6 months. And then I got it out. It's fine. It's all good. But I just had this insecurity. Like I don't know what it was, man. It's just, I just wanted to be part of the group, you know? So high school was great though. I don't know.
So you you liked it? You enjoyed going and stuff?
What's that?
You liked it? Like you enjoyed going to school and stuff?
Yeah, I had no problem with it. Yeah, I had a walk. I walked to school most of the days. I would get a ride sometimes, but I didn't have any enemies.
How do you see yourself back then?
I just kind of was hanging out, like live. I was voted friendliest man, so I think I just kind of tried to get along with everyone, like.
I mean, the way I remember you, you were really funny, hilarious, I thought.
Yeah.
Like one of the funniest guys. And it seems like you were involved in like in the popular group and stuff. And nice guy, you know. I mean, yeah, I really liked hanging out with you. And it's crazy. You don't know what people are going.
Yeah, so I don't, yeah, like in high school wise, I don't remember like actually us hanging out a whole lot, but I mean, that could have been, I don't remember, but it is what it is, man. I mean, it's high school. And then you grow up. High school doesn't mean anything, you know? I mean, you kind of just get through it and it's all good. Yeah. It's all good now for sure.
I mean, it's interesting talking to people because some people, you know, checked out, like didn't like high school at all. Some people loved it.
I loved it.
Did you?
I did love it. No, I did love it for sure. I thought it was great.
You kind of found your groove in high school after having kind of the usual awkward middle school experience.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about schools. Like what's going on with this? Are you guys in the falls? I don't even know. Neither one of you are.
No.
Do you know, have you been back in the one?
Yeah.
Is Bullock still there like,
yeah.
Still is gone. Still is completely knocked down.
Okay.
There's like a field there.
You're asking the wrong people, I think, but like they,
probably. It's fine.
I think they're like raising, from what I've read, I don't know, they're raising money to build a new high school or something. Is that what they're doing? I don't know.
I think new high school is going to be on the grounds that Bullock is at now.
Okay, yeah.
I think where Bullock is will become the new high school, if I'm remembering right.
Okay.
And I think, I can't remember if Bullock is staying. I think Bullock might stay, actually. I don't know. Yeah, I don't, that's like the extent of my knowledge.
Don't worry about it.
But, we're not really news people. We just sort of pretend on the podcast every once in a while. And then we just sort of like read
all those news and podcasts.
I know.
But they were like after the fact, it was like, oh, this already happened.
Weeks after. And we also didn't really know what we were talking about.
Well, you could learn about the specials at Krieger's.
We were the authority on radio for specials at Krieger's.
Like if you wanted a rump of roast.
Yeah, the rump of roast or 10 avocados for a buck.
And that was a fun talk. We talked about rump. Like, what is a rump? Where's your rump?
Right? Yeah, do you have a rump?
You point to your rump. Steve, point to your rump. That's what we're going to play.
The new game.
Josh, instead of, we switched the game. I know we told you we were going to do make the sound with your mouth only, but we're, actually it's a game called point to your rump.
I grew up for that.
Okay.
So I think the high school's going where Bullock is. I don't know what's happening to the current slash old high school. And I don't know what replaced Sill, if anything. Maybe there's just fewer kids? Because Syl's gone. I actually have no idea what happened there.
DeWitt is there. It's like exactly, pretty much exactly how it used to be from what I can tell. It's crazy.
And that's where you went?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Price is still the same, I think. And so is Preston. We talked to Keith about that. Shanae's gone. I mean, Shanae's there, but it's like some other use now.
What's interesting about going back, like when I just, like when I went back now, like at our age, for me, what it's like is it's like crazy the things that have changed, and it's crazy the things that are exactly the same. It, like those are the, like the, I don't know, those are the things that I noticed.
No, I totally get it. Like that round building on Portage Trail.
Yeah. Like,
I think that might be gone.
I don't think so.
I think that finally got knocked down.
Okay.
But that big tower thing.
Rex's erection is still there.
Rex's erection is still there, man.
That was Ernest Angley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some kind of connection. I think it was like Rex Humbard originally, because it's Rex's erection. Humbard. And then I think maybe it was sold to Ernest Angley. Huh. I think that's how that went down. So, there's an awesome video on YouTube, if you haven't seen it, where someone is, it's footage of someone driving around Cuyahoga Falls in a car from like, I think, well, I want to say it's like 1987 or something like that. And they had like a pretty high quality video camera for the time. They sort of like drive down State Road and then turn right on Graham. And it's like, it's pretty mind blowing. Because you don't like, it's, for me, it's like I didn't realize how many things had changed actually. Like where they're driving is like nothing like that anymore. It's really cool to watch.
Well, I know the whole like State Road, like the, I remember when I was a kid, Funsville was there.
Yes.
And what was the sporting goods? Studer's Sporting Goods was right next door.
Yeah, good call.
And I know that's all gone now, and Montgomery Ward and all that. But I feel kind of like it, I don't want to ask because it's like, I should have gone back by this point, but I just don't have any connections there anymore, to be honest. You know, I don't have family or anything there. So
when's the last time you were back?
So probably, so my dad died in 07. So I probably was, it's probably like probably 07, 08. Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah. It's crazy. It's funny because I took him to a 2 weeks before he died. I took him to a Pistons. It was the Pistons. It was LeBron James, and it was the Pistons. And I took him to a game at the you know, whatever. What's the arena called? I can't remember.
The Coliseum, Richfield Coliseum, or no. The more recent one.
Oh yeah, the one.
Gund.
Whatever. Gund doesn't matter. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. The arena in Cleveland. So I took him to the game, and there was like fireballs and flames. And I looked at him and I'm like, Dad, what's going on here? I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And he's like, I don't know. Cause I remember like the days of like the Coliseum, Richfield, and like Mark Price for three and all this stuff. And they had like flames shooting out of things. And I was like, what's going on? But apparently he had just had a heart attack, and a couple weeks earlier. So we were walking, I took him to the game. I had come in, I was living here. So I took him to the game, and we picked up tickets downtown somewhere at a bar or whatever StubHub's hub was. And we're walking up to our seats, and we were literally in the top row. And he had just had a heart attack. And I go, if I hear him, we're climbing to our seats, and I hear him from behind me, he goes, you realize I just had a heart attack, right? And he was totally kidding. That was my dad, though. He was totally kidding. But it was just, I was just like, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I just wanted to get us in the building. I just wanted us to see it. So, and then, yeah, so pretty soon after that, he had some bad news and whatever. So, but yeah, it was good. It was a good night for us.
Yeah. So Josh, before we, I mean, I know we don't have a lot of time, but can you just give us like a brief timeline of events like since high school? I mean, you might have, you did a little, but you didn't say, I guess you already did. I mean, you,
I got a timeline.
Okay, you got one?
And then I got a high school story that I want to tell you, but we can do that after. So, yes, since high school. So I was Richardson, I was Bolick, I was Falls High. I went to OU, I did radio and TV. I'm sorry, I'm looking, I have a Word document open. I know your email said not to have a document open. I'm sorry. But I'm reading some notes.
Don't read from the teleprompter.
So when I was in my junior year of college, I had a winter break and I maxed out 3 credit cards to go to Australia.
Oh.
So I went to Australia. I met this guy who is still a friend to this day, my friend Scott. So I got back, I finished out school, whatever. I got a job in radio sales, like I said earlier, in Cincy. Hated it. Worked a couple jobs, and I was living down in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, and I just was trying to, you know, do something. And then so I just wanted to travel, and I ended up buying a ticket to go to Europe. So I went, and I, like I told you, my trip. I got back. That was the trip when I was bartending. I got back. I got into the golf business. Chuck Dreamer, and you guys might remember.
Yeah.
He was working at Barrington out in Aurora. So I started working out there, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do the golf business. So I did. And that's what led me to Hilton Head, also because I have an aunt. I had an aunt who lived here. So it was kind of like a home away from home. So I came down, got a job, and worked here for a while. And just kind of odds, I don't know. From then it was like 2005, it was like odds and ends. And then 2007, I got into the career I'm in, and I met my wife, and it's kind of it. But yeah, it was kind of a...
You met your wife there?
I met her here, yeah, in Hilton Head, yeah. Yeah. So she actually is from Venezuela, and she was here on a hospitality program from her university, and she actually went to Nelsonville, to Hocking College, if you guys heard that, which is very, very close to Athens. And we actually overlapped, but we never met. So years and years later, obviously we talked, and we're like, wait, you were there in 97 or whatever it was. And she's like, yeah. And, but you know, if we had met then, it wouldn't have worked out, because she was partying and I was kind of a mess. So yeah.
I almost went to Hocking also. That's crazy. Really? Yeah. I thought about transferring after 1 year where I went.
Yeah. It's a beautiful part of the state.
That was awesome.
The hills and everything. Yeah.
I was going to be a forest ranger.
Oh yeah.
Cause they have like some kind of forestry program there.
Huh?
Like something along those lines.
I was actually messaging, cause my wife and I, when we travel, we go to the mountains, and we try different types of the mountains, and Meech, you know, Eric Meech. And so have you interviewed him?
No.
No. So he's up in the mountains somewhere up in North Carolina. He's a master distiller or something, but we've thought about, you know, going up there and whatnot, but and Petrino I think is up there too. Oh, that was my point. Petrino used to work there too, and Petrino, Joel, actually I think he's now a park ranger or somewhere. So
no way.
Just to tell you
that. We haven't interviewed Joel either.
So what kind of work?
Good luck.
What kind of work do you do, Josh?
Pretty much like window, like blinds, like shutters, like window treatments, that kind of thing. I don't know if you know about this area. So like this area is just crazy with building and Hilton, you know, Hilton Head, ever, you know, it's just a nuts. So yeah, it's just if someone wants something in their window, we put it in. We do a lot of like motorized stuff, like tons of motorized things. And
are you installing stuff?
Yeah,
you...
so I handle the install section of it. Yes, correct. I have guys, but I am responsible for all the guys. Yes.
Okay.
But you know, a lot of houses now are like they're wire. You're actually wiring four shades, and so you have like, you know, like you pull a wire for like a speaker. You're pulling a wire now for a shade, and so you have a hardwired shade. You never have to change the batteries on it or anything. So, yeah, it's just nuts. Like these the houses that I go in that are on the ocean and whatnot. It's nuts. These people just have so much money. But I'm happy to oblige.
But they need shades.
Yeah, I'm happy to help. Well, and also we have the sea turtles. So they have to put like the blackout shades on the thing, because sea turtle season, you can't have any reflection out of the house because the sea turtles need to know to go to the water, not come back to the...
You guys know about
that? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we have sea turtle season. And it's like a few months a year, and the sea turtles come out of their little whatever den. And if they see moonlight reflecting off of the houses, they will go towards the houses. But they need, you know, they need to go towards the ocean. If they go toward the houses, they die. So there's a huge thing here where it's like, save the sea turtles and all that. So. Yeah, it's fun, but people spend a lot of money trying to save sea turtles around here with their fancy shades and whatnot.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know you talked about your mom and stuff, but we usually ask, like, what have been some defining moments in your life since high school, and what are some struggles that you've overcome? Pull up that Word doc.
No, I'm good.
You didn't put anything to that?
It's been, well, I didn't actually specifically answer it. It's just been kind of a steady kind of go, you know, I don't know. There's not been like a defining moment, I would say. It's just, I've always kind of just got with it and just kind of done what I need to do. When I moved to Hilton Head, it was like, all right, I'm moving to Hilton Head. When I went to Europe, it's like, all right, I guess I got to go to Europe. It's like, I don't really kind of classify it in that way. I just kind of,
I mean, like your mom, the mom thing was definitely to me, from my perspective on you, it seems like that was like a defining moment, like a struggle, like a struggle you overcame, man. Like that's what it is. So I guess that, like, I don't know, maybe, you know,
I wouldn't say I overcame it. I'm still dealing with it, man. It's I still don't have, like, we talk, but it's like, I don't know.
I mean, you seem like you've done well. I mean, like, you know, that's a big thing. And so, yeah, I mean, anyway.
Well, it was weird. It was weird for me, actually, because I just didn't know anyone else who was going through the same. I just didn't have anyone to talk to. Like, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know who was going through that. Like, I didn't, like, Tim Smith comes to me. He didn't know. Like, he was just like, your mom gave us another number to call. And I'm like, and I'm not Tim Smith. If you're listening, please. This has nothing to do with you. He comes to me and he's like, what's that number about? And I'm like, oh, this is where she's living now. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, I just didn't have anyone to talk to, you know?
Yeah.
All my friends that I knew, their parents were together. And I'm sure there was people out there who had parents who were apart. But it just wasn't in my world. And I grew up in like a super Christian family, like, church two, three times a week. It was just weird. It just caught me out of the blue, and I just kind of, it kind of like made me, yeah, it just kind of, I don't know, kind of reset me a little bit. So
Yeah, it's just, to me, it's like, just, it's like, it's so weird, like, going, like, you know, I saw you all the time. I mean, you know, in school, and we were on the same baseball team, we joked around and everything like that. And I guess, you know, it's interesting because you're just kind of oblivious to what everybody's, you know, going on with their home life.
And it's stuff. High school, man.
I know.
No one knows. No one cares. Yeah. It's just, you got to, you know, no one's going to open up to you and tell you what's going on. There's, you know, if you know, you know. If you don't, you just, you know, do your thing. And you were just be a good guy. Just hang out and tell jokes and be funny and do your little voice that you used to do, which I'm not going to make you do.
I can't do that.
But, yeah, I mean, it's all good. It's just, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of voice.
I do have one story I'd like to tell about.
Oh, yeah.
So, Steve, did you take Latin?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So one day in Latin class, I was sitting there behind Jen Neal. Remember Jen Neal?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was sitting behind Jen Neal and I hear her go, and I can talk, there's no filter here, right? Okay. So no filters, I hear her go, oh my God. And she put her head down, like, kind of like, you know. So I look over and there's this guy with a hat on and sunglasses standing. Do you remember where Mrs. Zerball's class was? First floor, back right.
In the corner.
Yeah, right by the bathroom. Yep.
Yeah.
So there was a guy standing there with his hat on, sunglasses, just jerking off, looking at, like, right into the Latin class. Ooh. We were taking a quiz or something. And so Jen goes, oh my God. And she put it in, and I was like, what the, you know, of course, I'm like, what the fuck? And so I told, you know, we told Mrs. Zerball and blah, 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 and whatever. So I get called to the Pavarsky's office later on. And I think Angela Kruger was in the office because I think she was also in the class. She was already sitting there. There was other people sitting there, but I can't remember who. And they're like, okay, Josh, so what did the guy look like? And I remember, like, to this day, I'll never forget it. I go, well, he was wearing a hat and sunglasses, but to be honest, I wasn't really looking at his face. And I remember Angela Kruger, like, freaking lost it. And I think even the adults in the room were like, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was just like, seriously, the guy's jerking off. I'm like, so anyway.
The eye is drawn to motion naturally.
And I don't know what, like, I, in retrospect, I'm like, oh, I should have chased him down and then, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, what am I going to do? I've never been in a fight or anything. So.
They didn't ask you to describe as Johnson?
No, they didn't.
What did he look like?
Well, since you were looking at that, what did that look like?
Yeah, I don't want to know. I blocked it all out.
Well, I never,
that's disturbing, man.
I never heard of that. I didn't. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I feel like that would have, I'm surprised that didn't spread around like wildfire. Sorry.
Yeah, he was just standing there right in the middle. And then as I think about it, I'm like, I wonder if, like, she knew him or, like,
Miss Jen or Mrs. Zerball?
Yeah, Jen. Oh. Not Miss Zerball. Yeah. Yeah, no, I just wonder, like, because she didn't seem, like, too, like, surprised. She was just like, oh, Jesus, like, put her head down.
Like, what did he leave after you guys, like?
Yeah, he took off running.
So and he went there on purpose and was looking in the window, but then when you guys all noticed him, he took off.
Well, I don't even know if it was all of us. It was just Jen saw him and then I heard her and then I looked out and then I don't know what happened after that, but all I know is I came in the thing and they were like, I felt so bad because I'm like, I wasn't really looking at his face. Like, I'm the guy, like, looking at his dick, you know? Like, I didn't mean to be, but I mean, what else am I going to be looking at, you know? I'm not trying to identify the guy in a lineup.
It's like human instinct. There's something moving. You got to watch.
Exactly.
Why were you looking at his?
Yeah.
I mean, he was standing there going at it. So, I mean.
That's incredible. I wonder if they caught him.
I doubt it.
But nowadays, like, he'd probably be on a million video cameras.
Because, you know, you had the mechanics place, the auto
repair. It was like out the door to the right. Because there's right a back there. Door yeah. there, right?
He ran that direction and then he took a lap. Yeah, that's where he ran. And then you had like French and Italian were right there before that. Yeah, I don't know.
That's right.
Crazy.
Wonder if that guy is out there still. Who is this guy?
It's probably her husband.
It's Jen's husband. Oh, there he goes again.
There he goes again. Jerking off in public.
You promised to stop.
Okay. Man. Are you ready for the most exciting and cringe part?
Oh my God, I forgot about this part. Okay, yes.
The cringe part.
The cringiest part of the show.
This is going to be so cringe, guys.
Well, yeah. Do you know how to play, Josh? So we
I got to make a noise and you got to match it, right?
No. Steve's
close.
Yeah. Steve's going to make a sound. Okay. And then I'll try to, match it doing my voice only, my mouth only.
Oh, I don't have to do anything?
And then, well, we're competing. And then after I do it, you'll get a chance. You'll get a chance.
You're going
down. And then Steve will get a chance. I don't know, man. I've been doing this game for a while.
Cool. Josh is a prodigy at this game, though.
This is your first time. You don't
raw natural talent.
Steve, bang your head against the goalpost. I can do that.
I wish. I think I better not do that anymore.
Yeah, well, it's quite bad for your brain.
Hopefully our speakers will not mess up like they always do, man.
Remember last time we did this, it came out perfect. So I was trying to recreate. That's what I was looking into at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think I remember how I did it.
Okay.
So let's try.
All right.
I'm going to share. I have to share my screen, but not really. I've got a computer audio.
By the way, Josh, we got the mayor of Cuyahoga Falls to do this game with us on a podcast.
I got to listen to that one too. Tim, sorry. Sorry, everyone else who's listening who hasn't had an episode, but Tim, Jeffrey, Mark, and the mayor of Cuyahoga Falls are my main three that I'm going to start with.
That's a good batch right there.
Tim and Jeff were my boys back in the day, in youth.
Yeah.
Those are good. You should listen to them for sure. And of course, the mayor. I mean, even if you weren't boys.
Mayor's,
he does do the make the sound with your mouth only game, though.
And he did. Yeah, he did He did it pretty good too.
He's pretty brilliant.
It's crap,
actually. Okay, Mike, are you ready?
Yes.
Make this sound with your mouth only.
What the? That's not even possible.
Okay, you ready for this?
You need to hear it again?
Okay, one more time. One more time.
Yes, yes, I would like to hear it again.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Take it away.
What do you think?
That was not bad. That honestly wasn't too bad.
I don't think it was great, actually.
Come on, Josh. Let's see you beat that.
I got to hear it again.
All right. Got some trash talk?
No, I'm not trash talking. I don't think it was.
Just great. An honest assessment. It wasn't that great.
He's honest.
Okay. Ready?
Was that a spit at the end?
Yeah, sorry, that was my bad. You don't have to do the spit. I was trying to pause before the spit.
Oh my God.
The spit's the easiest part, I would say.
Yeah, it is. One more time, please. One more time.
Okay, no worries. You rehearsing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
All right.
No. Not bad. Not bad.
All right. Okay. Let's voters send it to the votes.
I don't think it was that great, but
I feel the same about yours.
Yeah. I'm glad we have mutual feelings.
I'm not getting involved in this. Do not put me in the middle of this.
No, you're not in the middle.
I'm just watching.
Steve, I won, you're not in the middle of anything. I won.
You have to judge, Steve, who was better, me or John.
I think it was very close.
Well, no, you get to go.
Yeah, here.
Maybe you'll blow.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's, I'm staying out of this because I know neither one of you can really match what I'm about to do.
Oh,
he has a master's in music, so he should.
Yeah. I studied mouth noises in college. Whoops. Whoops, whoops.
Maybe we should do that one.
The spit's easy.
Yeah, that one is easy. That didn't sound like it.
What in the world?
I think your mic messed up, man.
Are you serious? It didn't come through?
I just heard the last part, I think.
We heard wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
I was just implying the first part.
That's why Josh was like,
I think that was worse.
Josh, you were
what
just
the hell? Why didn't it come through? I thought I did it. Can you hear it?
I heard that.
I think you played it and tried to lip sync it like you were actually doing the noise. The actual.
Yeah. Yeah. Ready?
Here we go.
What? What do we?
Oh, wait. Never mind. Never mind.
That spit sound, man.
You like the spit sound?
The spit sound keeps coming up. You should just put that spit sound like all through the podcast.
The spit just does me in. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, maybe I'll sneak that in a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Well,
that was fun.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for doing this interview.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show.
Any other questions? You want to make me more sad or anything?
Tell us about another sad story.
Please get really sad. The ideal situation is you end up bawling your eyes out.
Yeah,
totally, man. I'm totally good. It's all good.
That's when it gets juicy. Great.
This is, you know, when I called BetterHelp, I had no idea it was going to be you two that were going to be the ones that.
Yeah.
We're the ones that answered. So
hanging out here, waiting for you to call.
BetterHelp. They should have make the sound with your mouth only on that call. Seems like that would be good.
That cheers okay. Everybody up.
What's that?
This thing?
Yeah, what's that?
It's this recorder at 3D printed.
Oh, it's like one of those.
You should have busted that out for the make the sound with your mouth only. Well, I guess it doesn't count as your mouth only.
Oh, yeah. I should have done that. Oh, yeah.
Mike, what maybe next time?
It's not your mouth only. That's right.
Yeah.
It would be mouth plus this thing. Okay. Anyway, Josh, thanks so much for being on the show. Okay, Steve, why don't you end the recording? And Josh, stay on for a bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks.
Mike and Steve is a production of Mike and Steve LLC and was produced by Mike Carson and Steve Henry with generous assistance from Tracy Marzich. You can find Mike and Steve at mikeandsteve.com and also on iTunes and Stitcher. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can also leave comments, questions, or messages to include in future episodes at our voicemail box at 330-731-1335. Once again, that number is 330-731-1335. Thanks for listening and have a great week.